close it to a stop. I didn't quite hear the end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for,
Chris, for listening.
Hey, Joe Quaker and whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell him how to prosecute cases pretty soon.
Okay, IRVM Conservation callback. Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
How would you like to...
Just run through it.
Run through it.
Remind me where we left it and take us through where we are now.
You betcha. Well, you know, I won't go into any great detail because we had this discussion at the last session, but, you know, really we found with the drainage district project program that the premises that we built it on in FY13 really we're finding aren't tenable or aren't feasible to move forward into FY14. So we've gone back and looked at budget. As you recall, you know, when we look at that, we've got a couple options. One is to reduce FTEs in IRVM. We hired a full-time person to work drainage districts in FY13. One option that we had moving forward is to, you know, reduce the staff time there, and enhance revenues, etc. We know we have to reduce revenues because condition analysis of the ditches really dictates that we can't bring in the kind of revenue that we thought we could because they're beyond that level of work. So at any rate, one option is to reduce FTEs. Another option that we explored, and I think at the last session we chatted about, and I think you guys looked on this one a little favorably, and that is to look at drainage districts and roadside component all as one piece, give us the ability to maximize what we can do in drainage districts, take a little bit of essentially you handle them as the same similar program, and by doing that it gives us some flexibility on both sides to work, put staff, put labor where the work is, and to try to get as much revenue out of drainage ditches as we can. So in going back and looking at things, do you have the revised one in front of you?
Yes, okay. We do.
Let me start on the revenue side there. You'll see that we reduced revenue by $32,000. Well, just shy of $31,995 reduced revenue. And so, therefore, we want to look at what we can do on the expense side to reduce expenses. With kind of restructuring, if you will, the DD program, we reduced the extra help. So we reduced temporary salaries or seasonal staff salaries. Let's see. We went from one at 16 weeks to one at 12 weeks, so reduced the hours there. Moving on down into chemicals, we reduced the amount of chemicals. I really haven't touched, I leave that to Lisa, didn't touch any of the benefits and those kind of calculations. Seed was a little different, not drainage district related, but we had a discussion about seed and the need to keep that, work cooperatively with what Secondary Roads has in their budget, and to get that total down to 16. I believe they have 2,000 in their budget, so we reduced ours down to 14,000. So I think that hits the target that we identified at the last session. Vehicle fuels and maintenance comes down a little bit on, the second line there on our sheet for drainage district program down to $1,350.
I'm looking at not the second page. We're the
different. Repairs and maintenance comes down a little bit. That's at $5,000 this year. Again, a sub line under vehicle fuels and maintenance. Moving down, we had added GPS under office supplies monthly service fee for GPS unit. We added $180 there. That's the service fee for that. Back to the drainage district under contract services. We reduced it from $30,000, which is what we've spent the last, is it 2 years, Joe? Mm-hmm. The last 2 years we've hired out contract brush spraying, brush control for $30,000. We've reduced that to $10,000. Let's see, buildings and grounds. I think we chatted about the last that we added $4,000 to that. That's for roof repair on one of the facilities at the IRVM shop or the county home. We already chatted about the tractor, and I think we already chatted about the batwing. So with those changes on the expense side, that reduces the expense side by $32,580. So that's a comparable reduction in expenses to what we had a reduction in revenue.
Knowing how carefully Jolene and all of you look at this during the course of the year, you know, I think this is a reasonable look at, you know, where you think you could be without anticipating some unforeseen types of things. And if that becomes the case, then we'll have another conversation, you know, down the road. But I certainly do appreciate you taking a close look at that. I'm still not 100% sure of the philosophy or the amount of savings that we might get by putting drainage and roadside basically together. But the way it's currently structured now, based on last year, it really had something to do with hiring the one person to really go out and, I'd say, map out or search out and determine where certain improvements were needed, and those things that we could actually do ourselves, we did, and revenues came in. But as you're now saying that we may be scratching the barrel now with trying to come up with comparable types of jobs that would fit that need. So if we have to contract out for services, you know, that's something that's not really factored in right at the present time.
Well, and that's just it, too. I mean, I debated, do we, and I haven't fully vetted this at all, but debated, you know, as we contract work out in the ditches, I think you can, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when we do projects like that, we haven't budgeted for them in the past. Is that correct, Lisa? When we contract things like that out and then we levy it back or take drainage district funds.
It's a net zero kind of deal.
It's been handled in the past is it's all, it all runs through, it's contracted out, but it's not, there's no offsetting revenue until we can levy for it. So,
right.
We can look at where we're at so far in the drainage district revenues to try to offset the expenses, and we talked about it when we implemented this whole program. It could be 2 to 3 years before you see some of those dollars by the time, because if the ditch doesn't have any money, it's not till July that it gets levied anyway. So
right.
Actually have to wait till into levy. I think traditionally we do.
Right.
It's been years since we levied it in any time other than the end of June, but yeah,
but
the timing, it, yeah. It would be a big change to not do that.
But I think under those situations, you're gonna incur the expenses before you're gonna get the revenue from it, and those expenses aren't reflected in this budget to contract out that kind of work. So in essence, it's a cash flow issue, and I debated, you know, having that discussion, putting some money in here for that, essentially kind of a change fund, if you will, or some kind of revolving fund, but didn't do that. And I don't, if that's your pleasure, we could do that. Or if the system that we have now works fine, then that's fine too. Yeah, that. You know, Joe was just pointing out the contract services that we talked about that we reduced from 30 down to 10. That's really separate from the drainage.
That's right. That's separate. Absolutely.
That's roadsides.
Right. It's definitely separate. Well, what we have to make sure we continue to do is we have to treat all work done for the drainage ditches separately. I mean, it's got, while we've got staff time here, you got to be able to bill that out, whether it's your time, his time, whoever's time it is.
Right.
We got to be able to bill it out to hit that revenue. Because as I look at it, this year, the fiscal year we're in right now, net-net, by the time you take all of our expenses and then add revenues or subtract revenues from the expenses and then pull out equipment, buildings, machinery, things like that, $174,000 is what we had budgeted to spend in what I consider to be our RVM. What you're presenting now is almost $156,000, so about almost a $20,000 savings year over year by the time you add all that back in. To me, that's substantial. It's well done. And the big difference for us is we're talking about spending $68,000 in equipment that we haven't done.
Right. Right.
And I think we all agreed that was necessary. So we bite the bullet and we get it done.
And I think on a tangent to that, but as far as the drainage project or program goes, is as we move forward with doing everything we can now, and as we get more contracted work done, the workload for in-house efforts is going to increase, because then it's going to be things of keeping the clearing up for the bigger projects that have already been done. So by melding those two and not reducing that FTE, that gives us some flexibility into the future as well.
That was why that employee was brought on board. So does it make sense to turn that employee loose and then wait for the workload to go back up and have to go out and hire somebody again? Or do we, like they suggested here, divide the work between the drainage districts and IRVM? And
well, the level of work, and I guess the question that comes up is, you know, the roadside management where we've usually contracted out the weed spraying and so forth like that. If we attempted to combine some of those, would this person be bonded or licensed to where they could assume some of that, and then we wouldn't really be contracting out for a part of that? I don't know if you've thought that far or not, but I guess that's...
That's a part of what Paul was saying, you know, to roll this person into that. Yeah, they have all the licenses they would need to spray brush and or weeds and pick up that additional workload plus what...
But we would incur some other costs for chemicals and other things that haven't currently been factored in. Is that correct?
We can account for that and
charge it back.
No, roadside
now. I'm talking about roadside now.
But we have a good inventory of herbicide right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well,
I know for me, I would really like to see us continue down the path of having somebody that...
I would, too. I mean, that was a commitment we made.
I think that was the plan.
That's why we're in the position we're in now, because that was just something that was never given any attention to in the past. Thought maybe we could make a go of it with him full time, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I would like to get to a point where it does. So
one thing I thought about.
I'm just sitting here adding, is it reasonable for me to equate extra help, staff, and contract labor if I add up those three and look at them budgets passed to this budget in terms of what we're getting all said and done?
Well, I guess I don't understand your question. I mean, that's going to give you a good picture of the labor that we put in the field.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm seeing is labor you're putting in the field for FY12 is $98,000, with none of that charged back to drainage districts. And what I'm seeing this year is you got $105,000, so a $7,000 increase, but we're charging a substantial amount of that back to the drainage districts, so I'm seeing it as savings. But I just want to make sure that I'm seeing those three correctly in terms of the way we're going to utilize that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things with the contract spraying, I don't want you to get the idea that we are reducing that necessarily as part of our drainage district project.
No, but we're reducing it because we have extra staff.
We are reducing it for a couple reasons. We do have. We are shifting staff. That's part of it. Another part of it, frankly, is we're getting further ahead in the roadside brush. So we've been paying $30,000 for the last few years, and you know we're getting a pretty good handle on that. So the workload for that's going down.
Irrespective of what we do.
Correct.
Okay. So it's not reasonable to equate all of that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got some open winters and be able to get out and keep up. And when Bob Sperry, we started the brush contract, we did drop a full time position out of the IRVM up with the contract spring. And now we're seeing a catch up in the brush. Other things that you can't hire out, like planting and things.
Okay, questions? I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, we just need to pull together Cal. We've got some work to do to figure out what direction we're headed. But I think those are dollars that we want to assign. I don't think we're going to spend them next year. I mean, that's the way I remember our conversation. I want to make sure you're on the same page.
I guess I thought the 50 was going to stay in there.
Well, it is. It's being designated. But it's not staying there. But it's it's an assigned dollar.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. The understanding is that we're making preparation for.
And so here's if make sure I understand right. So the idea would be to take the 50 out of the FY14 budget right now, and move forward, kind of flesh out, make sure we have a good game plan identified, and then if that game plan shows that we would like to spend some FY14 money, then come back. At that time,
right?
Is that right?
Right. Okay. But in any case, even if you don't spend any FY14 money, the intent would be to have it there when we recognize that we're going to have to spend some dollars down the road. We just want to know where we're headed, and now we'd have that 50 sitting there available for that ultimately.
Yep, that's fine.
Anything, Paul? Anything else?
Nope.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
For bringing that up.